Canada's Prime Minister has found himself in hot water after claiming he did not force anyone to get COVID vaccinations.
And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated, I chose to make sure that all the incentives and all the protections were there to encourage Canadians to get vaccinated.
If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your choice. But don't think you can get on a plane or a train besides vaccinated people and put them at risk.
If you joined the protests because you're tired of COVID, you now need to understand that you are breaking laws.
During the pandemic, Justin Trudeau's government announced some of the most strict anti-COVID measures, which included travel restrictions and compulsory vaccination for adults and children aged 12 and over. The draconian measures sparked protests across the country, including the famous Freedom Convoy, which started in Ottawa as a rally of truckers against vaccination and culminated in emergency measures announced by the government. The recent remark sparked a social media storm, accusing the Canadian Prime Minister of hypocrisy.
Right. He did not force anyone to get vaccinated. He only unjustly fired them, financially attacked them, persecuted them, insulted them, denied them basic rights, prevented them from traveling, etc. So tolerant.
Justin Trudeau, who implemented some of the most brutal vaccine mandates on earth and punished anyone who opposed it, now claims that he never forced the shot on anyone. When politicians can't beat the truth, they try to join you. Don't let them.
Holy Justin Trudeau, the man who locked down his country, stopped unvaccinated from attending work, shops, restaurants, pubs, hospitals, schools, flights, or even driving trucks across the border, says, "I never forced anyone to get the vaccine."
Earlier, we spoke to independent political analyst Alessandro Bruno, who says that people were jailed for protesting against COVID vaccines in Canada.
Completely unsurprised, because I'm not sure whether he's absolutely convinced of his own position on this. He might actually believe it. Who knows? These days, it's very difficult to distinguish a sincere politician from an insincere one. He did not force anyone in his mind, of course. People were arrested, were in jail, because they protested the COVID vaccines and some of the related restrictions. The most famous episodes here involve the truck protests that took place throughout Canada, but especially in Ottawa and Toronto, which were concluded with the entry of the army. I don't blame Trudeau alone. I see Trudeau as a symptom of a wider problem that affected the West and continues to affect the West in general. I see the same syndrome as having taken over with regards to the West's position on the war in Ukraine, China, and a number of other issues. They are acting in unison, and they are acting incorrectly. I honestly don't see him as even thinking his own thoughts. He's not conveying his own thoughts here. It's as if many leaders in the West, and perhaps Trudeau more than most, are acting out the script of someone else, the script written elsewhere.